This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey guys, Lauren Lapkus here. What you're about to experience is a watch-along to one of the many Lord of the Rings movies I watched for the first time for newcomers. I watched them all with my quarantine buddy, also known as my husband, Mike Castle, and we recorded our thoughts, and you can sync us up to the movie, and it's like we're all hanging out. If you want more fun watch-alongs like Blank Check and A Walk to Remember, a goofy movie, we've done a bunch, or some improv with all my funny friends, check out my Patreon at patreon.com/Lauren Lapkus. Enjoy!
With Lauren Lapkus.
Well, 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 if it isn't The Hobbit 3. Look, I'm not happy about it, but here we are. We're going to do a watch along for the third Hobbit movie, which is called, Mike?
The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. Wow. I'm pretty excited about it. On top of it, I want to make a note right at the jumpy jump here. We are only going to record an hour and 20 right now.
We're going to do the first part, and then we're going to do a second part.
I figure since they broke the book up into three movies, we should be able to break up a movie into two parts.
And also, I cannot watch this in one sitting. And also, I think you can't upload a podcast that's like 3 hours. So it's good for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. You guys, you love it.
So if you're following along with newcomers, we've been doing Lord of the Rings for the second season, and I actually liked the first Hobbit movie.
I had said in the background of some episode that you guys are recording of newcomers, like your guest asked if I liked the Hobbit, and I said it sucks. And then when we watched it, I was like, oh, actually, you know what? I kind of like it this time.
People just hated on that movie so much. And
with more time passing, you know, I saw all of them in theaters. And watching them again now, it's the second time I've seen them since then. I'm enjoying it all more. I'm less thinking about it as like a movie in theaters and about the actors and about like how it's not like the other ones, how there are fewer practical effects and all that sort of stuff. And I'm just kind of entertained by it. And also, Lauren tends to like the things when they're almost slightly more Disneyfied. And so the way in which it's like fun and silly, like Lauren really enjoyed that sequence where they're running away from the trolls and like everything was all crazy and they were being chased by like a whole horde of them.
Yeah, I did like that.
You were going crazy for it.
I went nutso for it. But I will refrain from telling you what I thought about the second Hobbit movie because we haven't released that podcast episode yet. But we can watch this one now together and let's have a great time.
So we're about to hit play. Even though my rule is always with all Lord of the Rings related things, you got to watch the extended edition. To be kind to Lauren, we're actually just watching the standard theatrical edition.
Not even just to be kind to me, it's the way it works for the podcast. I can't come in watching the extended one and talking about scenes nobody knows about.
She could.
It's all about the regular one.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree. Here we go. One, two, three.
Warner Brothers logo.
It's interesting. It's been a minute since, because we have good internet now. I was just going to say loading, 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 like
oh
I used to say when we do these.
We've had the worst internet journey. That's been our unexpected journey of quarantine.
Wow. Good reference.
Thanks.
What if they opened this again with like the Smeagol story where we have to see him like kill his
hobbit? I swear to God, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, seriously.
Thought that was going to be Gollum's eye.
Metro Goldwyn Mayer. That is such
you're
like
not
an
supposed
old
to read it. You're supposed to just
name.
Know it.
Doesn't it just feel like this, whatever, the silver age of movies?
It does. It's like, I got to watch some Wizard of Oz right now.
Give me that wing nut.
Give me that wing nut, babe.
Hey, if you don't mind, can you drop me a wing nut?
The Hobbit. Three. Back in the Habit.
Certainly no one thought that a person would read it like The Hobbit.
Okay, it's really loud. I like this. It looks like Harry Potter land.
Right, which is deceptively small.
Yeah, at least in the LA Universal City or Studios, whatever. Oh, right. Okay.
Oh,
I
right.
just remembered.
Stephen Fry.
So at the end of the last movie, the dragon escapes and is like going to kill all of you. And it's like a flame.
And Frodo's like, oh, or Bilbo's like, oh, no.
He goes, what have I done?
Why would you take gold? Dragons like gold.
Was that just Benedict Cumberbatch?
I just thought that as well. So it must have been.
Yeah.
There's no way we're both wrong.
She's like, my plane crashed here.
She's like, Sawyer. I kind of look like that prepubescent boy over there.
Evangeline's hair is like amazing in this.
Yeah.
Wig.
Yeah, it's like a I mixture meant. Of your hair and Stephanie's hair.
No way. It's all Stephanie. Stephanie's hair probably is that long.
Yeah, but Stephanie's usually a little more curly.
Stop paying so much attention.
What'd you say?
Stop paying so much attention. Just kidding. I'm talking to you low as if you have headphones on and can hear all my little asides, but you can't.
Should I put headphones on?
No.
Healy and Keely.
This looks cool.
Yeah, this is fun. What is that, like slime on the water? What is that?
Oh my God.
Damn. Oh, is that a firework?
That is terrifying.
Lauren's in, y'all. Claims she doesn't like fantasy.
Okay, but if a fucking dragon was flying over your house.
That's why people who like fantasy, because they're like, well, what if?
Okay, so they're all done. I mean, that's crazy. In an instant.
Oh my God.
That poor old woman.
Come on, Luke Evans, you can get out of there.
Yeah, smash that iron with a bucket. Whoa, that stunt guy had a moment.
God. Weak leadership is just the worst thing. Ugh. Oh, these fuckheads.
Oh, okay, that's silly. Oh, he was just trying to get the back of the boat.
Yeah, I guess. How fortuitous.
Seems like he knew.
I do feel like that would have killed him.
He's going a bit slow considering he'd finally got an escape route.
Yeah, he really took a moment to feel that string.
Why didn't he do that the entire time?
Bust out the roof. I think it's a different, you know, I'm not going to make excuses.
He was in a cell.
He was in a cell. Yeah. You know what? Why didn't he?
No, I got to watch this interview someone sent me because Peter Jackson, like we've talked about this a bunch on the podcast, that he basically says he improvised his way through like a lot of the, at least the first Hobbit movie, if not the second or something.
Improvised in
like,
what sense?
He like played it by ear. as he was going. And
I'm sure after doing those first three over the course of like 6 years or whatever, he's really got a crew that knows how to move on the fly and stuff.
But it's like, well, that's why these movies are so long and there's like scenes you don't need and there's like things that go on.
Come on now. I think that one thing I disagree with you on is the idea of scenes that you don't need in this world, because it's such like a fleshed out weird world. I like every weird aside that doesn't feel necessary. Like the extra fat on it is part of what I like. Same with the like the books. Tolkien just goes on and on describing like lineages and all this shit you don't need to know, but it ends up being kind of comforting to me.
Okay. I just thought it was interesting that he says he was like improvising. So I want to watch this interview that he explains. Oh, okay. More.
You should watch this one thing they recorded of Benedict as Smaug. You know, like for the green screen recording, it's truly amazing. It makes you really appreciate what a good actor he is.
Hmm.
Like he's wearing like a green screen suit thing and all that stuff. And he's like in an empty room, but he's doing compelling acting. It's very bizarre.
The idea that one arrow was going to kill him, I kind of thought it might.
Yeah, you did. Well, he's got like one hole in his skin. In his scale that was revealed towards the end of the last one.
So he knows that?
Remember Bilbo saw it? Yeah, it's like part of the legend of the dragon. If we didn't have subtitles on, I don't know that I would have noticed that he said da.
No way. Oh, a little kid's gonna save the day. Leave him.
It's just so hard to turn around a boat, you know what I mean?
We're almost out.
I mean,
part of what's interesting about Smaug is that he speaks English and you could just be like, hey, dude, stop.
And he would go like, I won't stop. Yeah, but you got to really get it in one shot. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, that kid's really emotional.
Oh, shit.
He looks like Weasley.
Mm.
Ron. What just happened? He got scared to death?
He's playing possum. Damn, you got great eyesight, Smaug. Man, I wish we still had dragons around antagonizing us.
It would certainly be interesting. It's kind of fun with mythical creatures that someone just like made them up one day. Mm-hmm. And we're like dragons, unicorns, Pegasus.
Aren't unicorns mentioned in the Bible? I feel like there's some weird mythical creatures that are in the Bible that
I don't
makes
know
me
about
laugh.
That.
I guess I don't know either. I did go to Catholic school, though.
You definitely would have the best chance of knowing of all the people in this room.
Definitely.
There's the hole. Ugh.
Yeah, it's really nasty.
Oh my God.
It's like when our cat like turns on me when I've been petting her.
Yeah, because he was so chill up until that moment.
Exactly. Wow. I always wish I had a relationship like this with my dad. You know what I mean?
Just so much trust.
Just so much trust, using me like a bow. Oh, dang. You dead now, Smaug.
It's still gonna fuck them up.
It's probably because I saw the movie Dragonheart too many times growing up, but it makes me sad to see a dragon die, even if they're bad.
I don't know how I feel about this, because we spent the whole last movie getting to get to Smaug.
Yeah, then, but they mixed the A, B plots too,
five
though.
5 minutes
like fighting
of this,
the...
you kill him. I thought it was going to be more of the point of the movie. Just let it unfold. If there's something I don't know, like he's going to come back to life or something.
I'm not going to do anything.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. Perfect. That's such fantasy comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Jimmy Fallon. Well, don't worry. He killed everything and everyone in the town. I like the idea of words spreading without Twitter.
Twitter's awesome.
Yeah. I like it.
It's good for us.
Now it's the title.
Well, he just set it up with that line. Now the everyone knows.
The
so everyone's going to be fighting
armies.
Over the spots.
Gandalf.
So Frodo always says his name.
Gandalf.
The rest of us who respect Germanic languages would call him Gandalf. Lundgren. I kind of feel like everyone should stop screaming so much at this point. Like, the
you
dragon's
dead. You don't need
dead.
To waste your energy in
You're
that way.
You're all good now.
That guy was ridiculous rolling like that.
Yeah, he really was. Say dad. He'll hear you.
Da just sounds like ah.
You know what it reminds me of is catch me outside. How about da?
Yes, Mia, so happened. What is she doing here?
What do you mean?
Is this a whole elf area?
She was like escorting them, or initially she was chasing them, but then there's this weird, like, they want to bone each other, her and Keely.
Her hair did not look red before.
It disturbs me that he's like handsome. But he's under 3 feet tall.
That's not fair.
Under 3 feet tall, he's got a big beard. I'm not being sizist. I'm saying like it confused me because she's like 2 feet taller than him.
Yeah.
You're into it.
I'm not into it.
It's very strange to me.
I'm not into this relationship.
That's all I mean, is specifically this relationship. It just feels odd.
Yeah,
almost because he's too handsome.
Well, the other guy's so against it.
Yeah. He was on some British show
brooding.
I used to watch.
But so is a dwarf smaller than a hobbit?
Aidan Gian or something, I think is his name. Yes, I think. Or I think they're about the same size. But they're thick, you know what I mean? Two C's.
Yeah.
So he's giving her that thing that his mom gave him. Remember when he was in that cell? She's like, what's that? And he's like, my mom gave it to me. I promised that I would return it to her or some shit. I don't know why I made him Irish.
Myrtle Beach.
Keep paddling, dude.
They're all going in a circle because he hasn't been doing it.
You got to cut this guy's head off.
This guy's got to be killed now.
What a fucking chump. He's like a wannabe of Grimmel Wormtongue from Two Towers and Return.
I don't know what that is.
The guy
is.
Who's like whispering into that king guy's ear.
Oh, yeah.
Theoden. I'm sure in the extended edition, they like tore that guy limb from limb on the ground. Should have cast Billy Connolly for that part, I think.
Who's that?
We can't do this.
All right.
Super famous Scottish comedian. You've seen him a ton.
Great.
I really want to knock his teeth out.
Yeah, I think he needs a reset on the teeth.
Yeah, he can grow new ones. God, I hate people like this.
Just kill him.
They still exist, guys. We're surrounded by cowardly, scumbag, compulsive liars like this.
Rip him limb from limb.
Yay.
We'll start over.
Rebuild.
Same thing.
The crowd murmuring / not into it. I'm also just thinking about Peter Jackson being like, hey, do a drain shoot. We'll set up a little drain shoot.
Oh, I always think of him as being American, even though I know he's not.
Oh, yeah, he's an Aussie, I think. Or a Kiwi.
Let's run, you guys.
We're racing.
First one's there, rotten egg.
First one there's a rotten egg?
First one's there, a rotten egg.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said something that didn't make sense.
Ooh, that's like a nightmare. Just fall off that staircase.
Yeah, seriously. Like anytime you have those kind of like inadvertent or intrusive suicidal thoughts, you know, like you're on a bridge or something. And you're like, what if I just jumped off?
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's all day and they're like, no railings. Oh, I remember this. I remember thinking the time passed in a really weird way. Like, he's been down there for days now.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? That's confusing to me.
That really is.
The character named Keeley looks like Anthony Kiedis.
Which one's Keeley?
I'll say
scar tissue.
When we see him.
You mean the dwarf who likes, what's her name?
No, I don't think that guy looks like Anthony Kiedis.
Scar tissue.
The guy on the right.
Scar tissue. I wish you
scar tissue.
What?
Scar tissue.
That time I said star tissue, but the first time I said scar tissue.
Okay.
Star tissue that I wish you blah.
Starcastic Mr. Know-it-all.
Why are you obsessed with stars?
Oh, am I?
Amster?
I didn't start a bee. I'm star to be. chill, you weirdo.
This is pretty great.
Oh my god, I would kick it in that gold forever.
Ooh, do you want to make your mom smile? Start Mother's Day with flowers or surprise her with gifts from the brand she loves. And guess what? It's delivered with the same day with DoorDash. Get 50% off your next order of up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now on DoorDash. And the promo code is NEWCOMERS. Listen, moms are a gift. I know that best. So give her the best this Mother's Day. Select from hundreds of expertly crafted bouquets to the best of tech to self-care essentials delivered right to the door. Get 50% off your next order up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code NEWCOMERS. That's NEWCOMERS. Order using DoorDash today. Terms apply. Get a Mother's Day gift as unique as she is with DoorDash.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now, where would I put it? Ooh, I mean, I'm kind of looking to connect with friends. I'm also looking to retreat a little bit and be by myself. It's hard to know exactly what you need at any given time. And it can be so easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up so much. After the winter, the spring is here. Well, what's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I started therapy when I was about 30 and it was so, so helpful for me for learning about myself, learning about boundaries, learning about my relationships with other people and how to deal with other people. There's so many things you can benefit from therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newcomers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newcomers.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's basically a ball pit for greedy grown-ups.
Well, like all the people from that town need it so bad.
True. God, it's so much. Dude, wipe some of the cobwebs down before you sit at the table.
That guy's whole hair is just insane. That red bowl cut.
Yeah, that guy's hair is normal,
though.
They
both look so crazy. Sometimes when you just see the scale, it's confusing. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying about the
I know,
handsome guy.
I know.
I'm truly not being a sizist.
Well, no, because, I mean, it's just a completely different realm we're talking about. There's just strange dynamics at play.
Yeah. Look, like, I love that Matt Roloff and Karen are so serious.
And Amy Roloff and Chris.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
they're
Tori
engaged.
And Zach.
Yeah, exactly. I'm all about it. I really am.
And Peter Dinklage, who is very attractive.
Yeah. Well, I was actually going to bring up Dinklage because he's so handsome, too.
When I worked with him on Between Two Ferns, all of the women were like, I mean, myself included, were like, he's like very hot.
He's a hot man. He's
swagger.
So charismatic.
Yeah.
Also, the bit in that when you guys are all riding away and he chases after is so funny.
It was really fun. It was the windiest day ever when we did that and we had to do reshoots on it. And Peter came back to do the reshoots and was cool about it. Which you have to know is nice.
Yeah, me, super easy for me to do reshoots because I never have anything going on and it's fine and dandy. But when you're like a famous motherfucker.
And they probably paid like nothing. I can assume.
Right.
I don't know, but.
I want to eat that.
Maybe they did get paid. I have no idea.
It's
Isn't
so hard
funny?
To know. I always
I
assume
no
that like, if someone is famous and they're in something that they got like quadruple my salary or whatever it is. Or it always feels like what they get back end points.
Yeah, probably all of the like celebrity interviews in Between Two Ferns got like something I didn't get.
Right.
And they were in it for 4 seconds. Can we kill your ass? What happened?
Yeah, right. They decided to spare him. Sucks. Same as when they spared Grimmel Wormtongue.
Well, there just always has to be someone disgusting walking around in these movies.
Curious what that guy actually looks like. Come on, dude. Don't be a dick still. The guy on the left, Luke Evans. I used to see him working out at my gym.
Mm.
Oh, wait. One more thing about Between Two Ferns.
Yeah.
Can you tell the kind of explain the Miley Cyrus outfit joke that didn't make the movie?
I don't even know if I'm allowed to.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, y'all. I shouldn't have brought it up, but I'm not editing this out. Now, even though my instinct is to shit on CGI over practical effects, I really love how this fucking guy looks.
Ugh. I think with the orcs, I'm not really upset about it because I just feel glad that no one had to sit there and get that put on for 12 hours every day.
But those guys scare the shit out of me.
These
orcs
are fucking disgusting.
Yeah, true. He just said, we have subtitles on it, said let them come forth. I just remembered a college paper I wrote where I used the wrong forth in a context like that, and the teacher circled it and then wrote in the margin, you're better than that.
That's so dramatic.
I know. I was like, oh, am I? I wasn't even thinking about it. it's confusing that this took place before Lord of the Rings. And so he's supposed to be younger in this than he was.
We've gotten really into that on the show. And something we've found annoying.
Yeah, I find it annoying as well.
That guy's a dork.
Yeah, he is. They should have got Brett McKenzie. They lost. That's not necessary.
I wanted to see that guy on the horse again. There was something about him that was so real. And that's what made me feel weird.
Yeah. You think he was like second director or something?
He's just some guy who's like around.
I meant to say second AD.
It was really pathetic and sad.
Damn. I wish people would carry me around like that.
I really wish I could do that right now. Like be carried like that. Oh, man. Around the house. Just hitting doorways.
Goo, 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 goo.
Lauren and I have been talking about this a lot. It just said in our subtitles, speaking foreign language. There should just be an Elvish caption that we don't know what it says. You know what I mean?
Like, write it in Elvish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, it's like when someone speaks Russian, if you don't want it, like in the John Wick thing, it's like if they say something in Russian and you don't want us to know, then just put it in Russian.
Because then if someone speaks or reads Russian, they would know what was being said.
Or, for instance, Mary would be able to read the Elvish and then go like, oh, ha, ha, ha. He's having so much fun with Radagast.
What a waste of that dress to have to like walk around there. Oh my god.
Ugh.
All orcs must die.
If someone who was doing a watch along with us right now was listening to this, but they're like 1 second late, they would think I just made that noise at Cate Blanchett.
Ugh.
Yuck, that lady.
So do we think this is mainly on a soundstage, this section?
Well, like, I know
they built out those pieces.
That's like a real location. I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's,
oh, I was like, no, maybe
I
mean, it
I have
is.
No I idea. It looks fake.
Yeah, it does.
I truly just checked the time.
So also this like shows the black dark power, or whatever is growing, you know, now all these, it looks like the 7... Or the 9. No, the 7. That's even more.
That was Gandalf who was cross-eyed?
No, he was communicating sort of on the wind with Radagast, who is elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
Radagast was the guy that was riding through the woods before, who seems to take a lot of shrooms.
I hate this guy.
No, you don't. Mm. You hate Lord Elrond?
Maybe I don't. Elrond Hubbard is what we call him.
Nice. But you're like, I love Saruman.
I don't know what I think anymore. I don't know. Great, a fight. Oh my god. A ghost can be hit and fall and shriek.
If you're strong enough.
You know what I think it is that I find sometimes like it makes me feel like I don't fully understand fantasy or whatever.
Okay.
Is the or it's I don't know what I'm trying to say exactly, but there's this feeling I get when I think of someone who watches this and feels it's aspirational.
Yeah.
And that I think makes me feel a core sadness. But I also am happy for them. But I also feel this pain of wanting this to be real.
Interesting.
That makes me feel sad.
I'm not saying this to be making fun of you, but I do think you should tell that to your therapist.
She wouldn't want to waste time talking about it.
Well, no, that's a very interesting impulse.
Why?
Well, because I think most people who watch it and think of it as aspirational, it's more like they think about it as metaphorically aspirational, where they're like, I want to be like her, in that I want to be sort of honorable and strong and all this other shit. Like, it's, I don't think anyone really looks at it and is, it's true aspirational. I think it's always metaphorical. Even if it's like, that means that they're going to dress up for Comic-Con and all that shit. It's like, even so, or even if they're doing LARPing, I still think it's about something deeper, especially because most of these dorks, like myself, have read the books and all that. So there's this deeper thing to it.
I like the
I don't think it's sad
metaphor.
At all, is what I would say.
It's not sad.
Oh, sorry. You just said sad. So I'm just trying to quote you.
Fuck off. I'm trying to, I know you're getting defensive.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm trying to find my words because I'm just trying to articulate this feeling I have.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And it's not an offense to anybody who likes it. I actually think I really get it. I just, there's something that stops me in this one way where I feel like I could cry. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. The Ring?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we got Samara over here. In the subtitles, it says deep voice.
Yikes.
That's
like me trying to fight someone in my sleep.
No,
what? Name one.
Harkens back to the opening intro from the Fellowship, where she says, like, a darkness, a nameless power rises.
If there was a Halloween this year, I would consider dressing as her.
Nice.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I've gone as Frodo a couple times.
That makes a lot of sense.
I know. So one time in college, I walked around with my friend Ian. We both dressed as hobbits. This is like during like final exams, which obviously I did not take seriously. And we walked all around campus, and we were both barefoot, dressed like hobbits, and I was carrying a ring. And then we just kept acting out like basically the last 15 minutes or so of the movie. I would walk like I was in a daze. Most people would rip on us, but it was really fun.
Really, 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 really checks out.
I'll join him. I love Christopher Lee. He fought in the World War.
I love that those bunnies do that.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember the names of the bunnies. Like, he said that they're these kind of rabbits or whatever, but I can't remember.
Gandalf does not look good. Kill him. I just want anyone problematic to die.
Greed is dumb as fuck.
horse.
I don't get how that's not Robin Williams.
I really think the other guy, Radagast, is more Robin Williamsy, but I feel you.
Whoa, really good feet shot there. Yeesh. Everyone's obsessed.
What's the same guy?
With the ring.
What ring?
I mean, the acorn. You're a little idiot. It's like he's sweet, but it's so weird because I'm like, you're lying.
Yeah, right. But he's trying to awaken him.
Kill them all.
It's just so weird to be an asshole. Like, just make everyone's life better in second by giving them all a piece of the millions of pieces of gold you have.
I know.
And then no one has to suffer. And you're also considered the best. And then you also have tons of gold.
I know. It's Jeff Bezos, you fucking dickweed.
Just pay people.
Just give everyone
Taxes. Pay taxes. That's the part I really don't understand. How do they not have to pay them?
Because it's a buddy system of the super elite, it's all so telling each other, I'll scratch your back and you scratch my dick.
Billions and I have to pay taxes on it. But if you have less than that, you do have to pay taxes on it. Like, I don't understand how that makes any sense. This weather looks nice.
Oh, God, I know. They all do that thing from Real Housewives of New York where they fight over the best rooms now.
I have the fucking fish room. Turn it down a little bit.
Can you turn it down?
Can you turn it down a little bit? One rock goes over here. I'm going to make this one into a face.
Whose face?
Well, we'll see what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Also, it's like, dude, you were in like a nomad 2 weeks ago, and now you're like, only I may stay in here. And all these fucking dwarfs just following orders. Where's Shadowfax? Hell yeah.
Seems fun.
Yeah, it does seem fun.
A vase for you. I'll put flowers in this when the spring comes.
Gee, I can't wait for spring.
Lettuce, kale, we've got everything.
What is it?
That's cool. Jeez,
you're a douchebag.
Throwing it like that
guy.
Feels a little bit rude. Those guys look like they're from Wizard of Oz. Oreo. Yo.
Oh, I love the fucking elk's ears. Coin. Very pretty.
That was where the camera like tried to find it.
Uh-huh. It was very J.J. Abrams of them.
What?
I think we should stop recording.
Well, part one stopping here has not even been half the movie.
Really? Well, the fucking lawnmower is about to start outside. This dude is relentless.
I swear to people must hear me talk about this all the time because
it's crazy because it's constant. Every time Lauren starts to record, this fucking guy comes and he's like, gotta mow the fake grass again. I'm like, it's crab grass. It doesn't grow at all.
It's crazy. It's honestly.
It's so loud. Okay, it takes him like 2 hours.
I guess we'll angrily stop part one here.
Where are we at? It's only 47 minutes in. That feels like we have to just keep going then.
But see, it's going to be annoying. I don't think
loud.
I can
oh
live with
God,
that.
Oh, my God. This fucking
okay,
guy. All right, guys.
47.
So we're pausing here at 45 minutes and 25 seconds.
And it might be a three-parter. Maybe we'll do it like that to make it funny. Like three Hobbit movies.
Good
three-part.
Lord. All right. Peace
we'll
out,
see.
Y'all.
Okay.
With Lauren Lapkus.
That was a HeadGum Original.